Ko pānoi mihi atu nei mai, te reo irirangi te hiku o teika, tāku kei runga o te waia, ko Darlene Tana. No reirara, e koe te tamahine e Darlene, kia ora anō.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Pehana koe tēnei ata tino ātāhua nei.
Ai, marikai. Ātāhua, pairaua, matua pairaua.
Ai, kia ora. Mohe nau ko tā tātou mihi kauara e uwa mo te tahiwā i te ahai. Ko te maha tunu o te ua, ko te maha tunu o ngā horoa kei roto tō tātou maunga o Mangamuka i tēnei wā kapi, kapirawa te huarahi ki reira. Engari e kō mua i te mea ko tai ki reira a kia maunga taniwha, ko tēnā te tahi o ngā tepe ngā o te ao wairua e taurahiringa kapua, e mihi tunu ana kia rātou ko ngaro nei te tirohanga kanohi, e kore rātou e warewarehia. No reira e kō, e mihi anara.
E mihi e tēnā tātou katoa e whakarongo maina.
Ai, kia ora anō. Ka hui hui te kāwai wai roa, nā rungai tērā. He nara ka hoki kia ke ki a tāua kōrero mō tēnei wā. Wetahi o ngā kōrero e meana, ka iti ngā mahi ka mahia e ngā minitai whakatutu ki roto i o rātou rohe. Kia ke te ahai, ko tai ki te wā, kia haere anō ki te kia kōrero tahi ki o rātou pōti, kai pōti anō hoki i ngā wāhanga. Ka hore tino tawhiti tērā wā te wāhanga pōti. No reira e kō a koe kei roto i tērā huarahi o kei roto a i ngā kaupapa tonu mō o tātou ngā whakararu kei roto o te haukāinga nei.
Ai, kia ora. E pā, kā aroha kia koutou katoa ka hui au i te reo Pākehā nei.
O, kā paira, kā paira.
Yeah, so since the rains have stopped, I've been able to get out on my campaign trail. Some of you might know I'm riding around Te Taitoke Rau on my paikara. So, you know, that's allowing me to go āta haere.
Kia ora.
To be able to not just experience our rori, close up and personal, but more so to be able to take the time to stop and listen to the people and hear what it is our people need for this new way forward we got to create together. Not just what they need, though, but what are their aspirations
for
going forward further.
Aye.
What I've always felt as a child growing up in Te Taito Ghetto, and what I know now is confirmed in what I hear again. Our communities, our hapū, our hāpuri, they are the holders of the Māori of the people. And Māori for me is the fundamental thing we need to nurture and to protect and to rejuvenate.
Kia ora.
So with that in mind, our connections between communities are essential. So for me, that could be roads for sure to get people to, you know, help each other through in times of difficulty, even in times of, you know, celebration. Communications is the other. In this day and age, we're talking technology like broadband here. So,
Ai, kia ora, ko. E runga tona, I can hear what you're saying, and you know It's been a while since I've actually toured around on the good old-fashioned push bike, on the old that or the old toenail express. You know, it's been a little while since I've done that. However, you know, getting in touch with the elements, with the whenua, the people, you know, I probably would have preferred a motorbike or a motorped. Even so, my main form of transport, if it hasn't got four wheels, I ain't gonna hop on no wheelbarrow.
kia ora.
So you know that is really awesome and outstanding to hear you out there maringo te pahikara. You know, long as you got your support crews there with you, because you know it te tai tokerau and muri whenua, even so it's on the smallest part of the island, is still a lot of land to be going around on a push bike. Nā reira e ko. Hoki mai ki a tāua kōrero. Aye. There's funding over here.
Aye.
That's large funding that has been put in the hands of the council. Mm. There's a lot of people that's saying, Hey, you're giving all that money to that kaunihera. They tahai the money, you know, and why would you do that? You know, of course, so how do you feel about that whakaro of the people in the surrounding areas, especially in our rural areas, and say, the kaunihera don't even come here. Kite koe wo mātou rori. E horo ana, the only way we can get past that is either on a horse or a push bike.
Yeah.
We can't do that on our motoka. So our rural areas, you know, they just forget about them. E hawo whakaro.
Look, when I look around, generally around the state of the roads in Te Taitokera, we all know the state of the roads. E kore take ana. You know, they're broken. We see patchwork going on and repairs. Now, I'm not about out blaming people or pointing fingers because we're all in the same boat. We all got to work together. So that's the attitude that I go with forward. But one of the things that I would look at anyway is the funding mechanisms for all this thing, you know, be it national, be it regional, be it local. But it's not just about how we distribute the money, all right? It's also about the quality of the stuff we're using to fix our roads. I'm not a roading engineer, but I know cheap chip when I fall on it.
Kia ora.
Okay? So there's a quality aspect to that. And, you know, from my background in working in corporates in Europe, I know how those decisions are made. So, you know, I would be looking at things like, you know, the supply chain. I would be looking at things like the contracts. How are the contracts managed? Are they privileging, you know, cheaper options for our people, cheaper decisions, and so forth? So there's the money funding aspect. There's the capability aspect. But importantly, what I'm seeing is not happening is the communication aspect. Now, by communication, I don't just mean you know, the flashing lights on the road saying, hey, watch out, we're going to start building this roundabout now, okay? I also mean the upfront communication where the people can, you know, take part in that process and saying, hey, this bridge or this traverse way needs attention. And with council, with the contractors, with whomever else to come with that design on how that could work, and going forth that way. So it's a two-way communication story. And I'm, you know, I can't promise anything going forward if I'm elected, but what I can adhere to are some of the values that I hold dear personally, and I know that in the Green Party they hold to too. There's a level of decision-making that needs to happen at an appropriate level. So when I'm looking at areas like out at, you know, where I've been, I rode out to, so I've ridden from Kawakawa to Okaiho, Horeke, Opononi, back up to Rāwene, went out to Kohukohu, and then rode out through Pangaru and stayed with whanaunga out at Mitimiti. So coming back over that way, over the Runaruna into Ahipare yesterday, and I'm just staying back in Hirikino today, you know, there's a lot of local knowledge and story which the council is not listening to. One, if they hear it, they're not taking it into account. And I think we need to have much more communal decision-making going on in that process. So funding, capability, communication, two-way, and you know, decisions made together.
Kia ora, kia ora. You know, e runga tonu e nā kōrero, I can hear exactly what you're saying. That's why we're going to coup, because you're already in Ahipara over in Herekino, is that the best thing they can do is take the highway status of Te Onerua Tohe and put it back onto the road and give our people back their shoreline. That's the best thing they can do. Kei konei, there's what they're going to do with funding of upgrading Te Onerua Tohe, because it's known as an open highway. Yep. Tell the council, take that off. Kahorete is not your highway. That's our takutai moana, because you're killing all our shell food. No reira, e ko.
That's what I'm hearing as well from the local people. They want that highway status removed.
Absolutely.
And they talk to me, and it makes sense, you know. And now, maybe not all of it or part of it, I don't know. But it's going to have to be that kōrero happening on the ground with those people concerned who are living there and who are kaitiaki for that whole you know, that whole coastline, that whole rohe and the communities there. And I think as kaitiaki, as keepers of the Māori of those areas, we need to listen to them. We need to hear what they're saying. So if they're saying, hey, shut down this section of Onerua Tohe as a highway, it's for a reason. And the reasons that I'm hearing is because we've got fellas hooning up and down there. Is anybody checking they got Warrant of Fitness? Is anyone checking they got registrations or they obeying the speed limit? They're not driving to the conditions necessarily because we got Mama there with Pepe wanting to walk on the beach and, oh, look out, there's somebody hooning down the highway.
Aye, kia ora.
The dottrels that are there nesting as well in certain parts around Ahipara, you know, it's incompatible land use, you know?
Aye, kia ora.
So let's just slow it down. Look at maybe removing that, you know, listening to what the people need, and those ones who are saying remove that highway status, or not. Why, you know, why is it there? Like, what would it take to remove it?
Aye, kia ora.
Have those kōrero.
Aye. You know, e paianga manumanu, the dottrels, they can fly to get out of the way. However, our toheroa, we've been fighting so long to get our toheroa back, and we've had times there where ngā tuatua are totally lost on the beach, yeah. Sometimes 6 weeks, 2 months at a time, that because of the, you know, the impact of the traffic that's on it.
Kilda.
Bring it back to be managed by the people, not as an open highway. Of course, as an open highway, ngā mea papai, ngā traka, you know, all these riches with their flash toys. To them, an open highway is 100 kilometres an hour. Ko tērā e tika, that is nothing but a lie, you know, and for the people here, you know, ko wēna ngā kararehe me ngā kai o te onerua tohe. Pēha ngā uri o a pōpō, ngā tamariki, that is their tupuna's playground. They go there, time out, haere ai te mahi kai, and you got idiot.
Ai,
kiorara. And you got idiot flying around at 100 kilometres an hour course. Tarato, it's an open highway. That's utter rubbish.
Well, you know, Matu, we're on the same page. What can I say?
Ai, kiorara. No reira e ko e hari ana, he nā pea na haere mai koe ma roto ke ake o Ahipara kaitaia a tēnei rā, ka kite i a koe i runga i te huarahi, ka tū kua kōrero ke a koe kia tāia i koe te whakarapa mai te kiri o te tangata ki te reo mea nei ko Pā Kelly, so we know who each other is and who we look like for further down the road na kite tāua i a tāu ai wāhi ke atu. No reira e koe mihi ana, you have taken the time to share these kōrero with us and your hīkoi around there, by kare, yes, you know, mahi a te mahi, that's all I can say.
Oh, kia ora matu. If I can just add on that note, so this morning I'm getting on my pahikara and I'm going from Ahipare to Kaitaia. Now I'm listening to the people and the people are telling me, ooh, pai kare kia tūpato ia koe I te rārori. Because people is, you know, sometimes they're texting when they're on the phone, right?
Ai, kia ora. E tika
pera. And all that kind of mea, and they won't see me. So I'm just asking people, oh, you know, just keep an extra eye out for those peoples on the side of the road. I hear also Te Araroa has been closed down, so there might be some walkers out there having to use that road. There's not a lot of space. Besides the ditch for people to fall is what people.
Kia ora.
So just, you know, keep a lookout for all the other ones on the road today, whānau. That would be gorgeous.
Ai, kia ora ko. E mihi ana mō e nā kōrero rangatira, and I look forward to keeping an eye out. Ka mutau a te iwa karaka teata nei, I'll be around town for a little while, but
exactly.
I'll be heading out to Herekino, which is home. Kei kona nā kiteu iakoe, I'm going to pull over. I'll be on a blue van, so oh, I'm going to pull over and you're now going to have a yarn.
Tūniti.
Ooh, kia ora.
Ngā mihi, kia koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora e ko, kia pai tō rā, Māori o rara. Kia koutou whakarongo mai rā ki tāku manuhiri tērā no te Green Party ko Darlene Tana me tāna kaupapa taking it out to the people. Te manuhiri a pā e mihi atu nei rā, Māori o rara.